At the last webcast, we talked about the basics of innovation, and we said there are two major components. Consumers need things, and you have capabilities, things you can do. These capabilities can be divided up into current, emerging, and new, and needs can be divided up into current, emerging, and new. We talked about this wonderful chart, and I'm sure you all remember it. Here, and I was telling you the hugs and kisses story. We'd come to a point in our visionary innovation process to design the new technology center that described or came up with the idea of a Hershey's hug. And we were talking about these products here. It wasn't possible to do it, and consumers, when we talked to them, pretty much said they didn't want it. The first idea on the path was to go from the basic kiss to kiss in holiday wrappers, and kiss in holiday wrappers still has good old-fashioned silver ones in it, as well as others. We had no clue it was going to be a $100 million idea when it was first tested. And in fact, when we went to consumer groups, consumers said we don't want it, and we don't want any change to the Hershey's Kiss. But we felt we had directional research that said some change to something like the Kiss would be correct, the correct thing to do. What we found later on, after doing research on it, was that Kiss in holiday wrappers was not a candy item as much as a decorator and gifting item. The next step on the path was to go this way. We broke the barrier, the value chain barrier here, of getting the consumer to accept something new or slightly new. The next step was to go across the technology barrier. And the technology barrier we went across went all the way to a new PAT platform, and it created something called Kiss with Almonds. Okay, so how many of you were saying, oh, I can't wait till they get to the Kiss with Almonds story? The interesting thing about Kiss with Almonds is that it uses totally new technologies. My understanding is there are well over a dozen significant patents and variations. There was a venture with the machine manufacturer and other things, so it took years of research to do that. And my understanding is that they chose an almond. Why? Because, again, it provided a familiar connection for the consumer. That is, it's a inside is, we all know the Hershey chocolate bar is plain or with almonds, and the Kiss is went that same direction. So they had the basic Kiss on the shelf, Kiss with holiday wrappers on the shelf, and now we have Kiss with Almonds on the shelf. Interesting story. I was telling this story to people from Armstrong World Industries, and they said, yes, the technology for getting the mold, high-speed molding to happen all the way in the tip came from their paper-making technology for ceilings. I thought that was kind of interesting. The next step, and by the way, Kiss with Almonds, an $87 million new idea, annual running rate of $87 million. So we're about 5 years into this story, and actually closer to eight, because this took two, another five, we have Kiss with Almonds out, and we're looking at a running rate of over $300 million from a running rate of about $100 million. The next step went up to Kiss, the Kiss that was in the Hugs form, and a totally new idea, and of course it uses the technology, and it was the original idea. The idea of using Hugs and so on was perhaps not unique, but it was a difficult technical challenge. But once we had the ability to do Kiss with Almonds and broken that, we had the platform that enabled us to do the visionary idea originally. And of course, then since then, they've gone on to have other kinds of kisses that are filled with peanut butter and caramel and all kinds of other sorts of things. All of that came out of this basic idea of, let's look into the future and see where our consumers are going to be, and let's see where our technology is going to be, placing some bets, allowing the creativity to happen, and then getting to this. Now, how is that different from radical innovation? I'd call this visionary innovation. It has a radical twist to it, and of course the $15 billion in incremental value gives you that. But let's just look at another product example that a lot of us are familiar with. What is this? I call, in my house, it's a carrot peeler, or was a carrot peeler at one time. Used to peel carrots for a salad almost every night when I was a kid. And the carrot peeler that I always used, I priced the other day at 95 cents. This one at $8.95. This is an OXO Softworks, and it's a wonderful product enhancement. It was originally designed for people with gripping difficulty. Perhaps we had some problems with their hands. And so the idea was a nice increment. Now, if you're in the appliance business or the hand appliance business, this is a really great innovation, isn't it? We have something that really helps people. But am I in the hand appliance business or am I in the carrot business? Because if I'm in the carrot business, look at this innovation. We have carrots in 1 pound packages, pre-peeled, and perhaps we should be thinking about this. A 95 cent item versus a $8, $9 item. That's a, you know, an 8-10-fold increase in price. How long is this going to be around? Probably forever. This, I toss one bag into my cart every week, whether or not I need it, and I make soup if I get ahead of myself. And so this cost me a couple bucks, and so that's $100 a year in terms of consumed carrots. When we talk about radical innovation, we might be talking about a company that moves from this kind of idea. And they said, we're in this business of peeling carrots, or are they in the business of providing peeled carrots? This is a radical innovation for that company. And what it does is it redesigns who they say they are and what they do, and it gets them outside of their existing technology set, and in many cases can get them outside of their consumer set. That's the difference between visionary and radical innovation. The next time we get together, I want to talk to you about due diligence innovation. And we're going to be very, very specific, and I'm going to tell you the WD-40 story.